Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I've got a money tip for you, a money manifestation tip. So just hang tight. If you are new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams, no matter what it is. Start a business, step into their power, let all their creativity shine, get it done, whatever it is, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you happen to be a person who feels like you're almost there, but you're not there, then reach out to me and I'll help you get there. Check out my single session, my up-level intuitive coaching package. That's 2 months of us working together, as well as the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. That's 3 months of us working together. All right, let's talk about this money tip. I found it. I don't know where I found it. I do know where I found it. It was a snippet of a post from Instagram, but it's a common money manifestation tip, trick, process, whichever one you want to call it. And it's two parts. I'll give you two. One is, every time you swipe your card, every time you spend some money, every time you submit a payment, you can say to yourself, there is more where that came from. There is more where that came from. There is more where that came from. And I've got one more along these lines. And this is the one from Instagram, but again, it's common. And it's one I often forget to use, but it's really fun when you do it. Every time you swipe your card, every time you submit a payment, every time you pay for something, imagine in your mind 10 times the amount is coming back to you. 10 times the amount is coming back to you. If you're a verbal person, say that to yourself. You've just submit payment for something. There's 10 times the amount coming back to me. There's 10 times the amount coming back to me. 10 times the amount coming back to me. And my spirit guides advise me, as I was doing this, to encourage yourself to make that number bigger. So you submit a payment for something, you say, there is 20 times the amount of this coming back to me. There is 20 times the amount of this coming back to me. And not in some distant future, but in the immediate. If you really step into the energy of these statements, these exercises of believing that there's more where that came from, there's more than enough money available to you. It's not some, oh, in the future I'll experience that. It's in the immediate. Spirit is in the immediate. We put time frames on things. Spirit doesn't live in that time frame. So be willing to say to yourself, there is more where that came from. Every time you submit a payment. And this is to help you overcome the fear and resistance that comes with paying a bill, paying for an expense. You know, it kills that storyline that, oh, I have to pay bills. Oh, let's sit down and make it work. Because the origins of those frustrations, the origins of those fears, the origins of that hesitation, that dread, is rooted in lack. It's the belief that there's not enough. And yes, there might have been times where you sat down to pay a bill or you swiped your card and it was declined, but that was then. You can choose a different reality now. You might swipe your card and it is declined. You just say, hey, I accept that that's where I'm at right now and it's okay. And I'm willing to believe that there is more than enough money available to me, and then think to whatever you just paid for that was approved and say, there's more where that came from. There is more where that came from. There is more where that came from. And then my spirit guides are jumping in. You can use it on the receiving side in terms of, like, say you get a payment or your paycheck or somebody gives you a monetary gift. Do the same thing. There's 10 times the amount coming to me. There's 10 times more available to me right now. Or there is so much more money where that came from. There is so much more money where that came from. So say you log in and you are checking your direct deposit. You can look at that number and say, there is 10 times that amount coming to me in the immediate. There's 10 times that amount coming to me in the immediate. There is 10 times that amount coming to me in the immediate. And you can do that even with your bank account balance. Do you see how fun this exercise gets? Because this is just flowing out of me right now. You're checking your balance and you can say, there is 10 times more coming to me, 10 times more coming to me in the immediate. There is so much more money available to me where that came from. There is so much money available to me where that came from. You don't have to continue to perpetuate limiting beliefs around money. You don't have to continue to play out a storyline that's been passed down from generation to generation that, oh, paying bills or buying something is bad, or only certain purchases are appropriate. You know, I find this one where when I'm working with people around money, they might feel that it's totally okay to buy groceries, or it's totally okay to buy a gift for someone else. But when it comes to something they really want or something that would really move them forward, they tell themselves, oh, no, I can't afford it. And what I would say is, because I'm in this experience right now, I'm getting ready to invest in PR for my book business. And, you know, the internet is a wicked place, but it only mimics what's going on in our culture. And as I was doing research to prepare to hire someone, everybody kept saying, well, it's really expensive. It's really expensive for indie authors. It's really expensive. And I'm like, why? Why do we fuck ourselves over? Because if you read that verse, and even if you are trying to make a good decision around something, it's already been embedded in you that, oh, I can't really afford this. Oh, I should do this on my own. And I promise you, I've done that for 3 book releases. And well, I held my own. It didn't give me the result I wanted. And my intuition has been telling me over and over and over again for this launch to hire support in that way. Don't try to do it all myself. And so I know if I got that hit and that was the core desire, and it is, I have no desire to do PR for my book business, then there must be money available, right? If you have the desire and it's your truest desire, there must be money available. It must show up. There must be a way. So just tell yourself, there is more where that came from. There's 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 40 times, 50 times that amount available to me. There's no limit on how much money I can allow in my life other than what limit I put on it. And I'm willing to release all limiting beliefs that tell me that I can't invest in myself, buy the things I enjoy, buy organic, buy good gifts, have a great holiday, look good, right? Invest in my appearance. There is nothing that can keep you from that other than you. And I'm willing to let go of those beliefs. I'm willing to let go of all beliefs that there is a lack of money. I'm willing to let go of all beliefs that there are limitations on how much I can spend, or that's available for some people, but not available to me. You won't really know what's available to you until you're willing to lean in to all that you desire. And go for it with your full heart and believe it's totally possible for you. And money is just a resource like anything else, from time to the right support. It's just another resource, and spirit will show up for you full force if you are willing to believe. Now, you can totally swipe your card and be nervous and scared, and then try to override that nervous and scared feeling with, Amy told me to say this affirmation. Friends, you might get a mixed bag of result there. I would say clear out the fear, clear out the worry, clear out the doubt, and then swipe your card. And in your mind, as you're standing there, let joy fill your being. And you say, there's more where that came from. There is more where that came from. And if you're really feeling bold, do a little dance while you're waiting for the transaction to go through. There is more where that came from. And just be in the joy of, you're not alone. Spirit is on your side. Spirit can't support you, though, if you're in lack. Right? I will say that. Spirit is not going to solve our problems if we are unwilling to hold the belief, to have the faith that all can be provided for. So believe that, and all will be well. I'll see you in the next podcast. Thank you for listening. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you no matter what it is that you want to do. I'm a channel and I bring through wisdom, guidance, support to help you be the best version of yourself, where you can take consistent action, where you can believe in yourself more and more and more and more and more, where you can let go of old ways of being and step into your greatness. So if you're ready to do that, please check out my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out that Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. You can book a session with me. Check out the Massive Result 1-Year Intuitive Coaching Package. And let's just say you're not ready to invest in coaching. You can sign up for my newsletter and you will get 2 intuitive messages from me a week for free that you can use to help you in your transformational journey. Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh? Good deal, huh? All right, until next time, thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself.